FM 90.3 WJTL, great tune from Amy Grant from 1992. Emmanuel, God with us. Good morning to you at 7:19.
We've got a winner.
Congratulations to Bonnie Martin from New Holland, winner of digital downloads of For King and Country's A Drummer Boy Christmas album and Rod and Mirza's single Mary Had a Little Lamb. Keep listening for more chances to win. And for the weather today, winter arrives at 10:58 this morning, mostly sunny with a high of 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low getting down to 27. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, high of 44. Mannheim is currently sitting at 24 degrees.
Our very special guest today is the president of Water Street Ministries, Jack Crowley. Good morning again, Jack.
Good morning again, Fred.
It's always great to see you and great to have you
here.
It's
great to be here. Thanks.
We love the partnership that we have with you.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. WJTL does such great work in the community and sharing the gospel message through music, and we love partnering with you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. And you always bring us great stories about how God is working through Water Street. Any come to mind this morning?
Well, I was just thinking on my drive up here, seeing some construction crews on the road early in the morning. They're usually the only ones out driving around this time, other than the farmers. But but just a couple months ago, I was walking into my office one morning, and a pickup truck pulls into the parking lot at Water Street as I'm walking across, and window comes down, and the guy's waving to me, Jack, come over here. And I, from a distance, I had no idea who it was. It wasn't until I got right up to the window that I recognized Josh, who was a former guest of ours, had been with us maybe a year and a half ago. And I was like, Josh, you look great. How are things going? And he shared about the job that he landed after he moved out, working for a construction company. He had just been promoted to supervisor and had a chance to hire his own team to help him on a deck project. And he wanted to help a couple of his friends from Water Street. So he called up a couple of the guys that he knew were still with us and said, hey, I've got positions for you. Would you like to come work? And he was there picking them up that morning to work on a deck project.
Wow.
Sent me the picture a couple of weeks later of the first finished deck that was his as the supervisor on the job. Fantastic.
That's awesome to see that at work and come around.
It was a like wonderful moment. I love those kind of moments.
Yeah. Speaking of jobs and Josh getting the opportunity to do that, you guys are always looking for new folks to be a part of your team.
And right now is a challenge, right, for everybody. Businesses are having trouble hiring, but a lot of people may not be aware that Christian nonprofits are seeing that same struggle in the hiring market right now. And Water Street, we have positions for life coaches. We have positions in our food service department that are really difficult to fill right now. And it's challenging. And so one of the things we've been talking about with other Christian ministries is how do we help kind of raise awareness within the Christian community, within our churches, that there are amazing career opportunities in full-time ministry that people may not have thought about.
Right.
And COVID's been making people think a lot about what they're doing with their lives, the jobs that they're working, and maybe the thought of full-time ministry would never enter your mind because, I'm not a pastor. I could never do that.
Right.
But there are so many different roles that can be done in full-time ministry at Water Street, but at other Christian nonprofits as well, Factory Ministries and CrossNet and all these amazing ministries that you talk with in the mornings here. I know the need is out there. We'd love for Christians who are considering, how might I serve the kingdom in a deeper way? Maybe it is time for a career change and to do something with a deeper purpose as your full-time job.
How can they find out about those opportunities?
Yeah, right on our website, wsm.org, how to help. And we have a section there about career opportunities and lots of great positions that are available right now.
And you guys do a lot of the training as well.
We do, yeah. You don't have to come in with all of the skill sets. We need to hire some who are trained and have the right degrees, but there are lots of opportunities at Water Street where you can come in with a heart to serve, a love for Jesus, and a love for people who are hurting. And we'll walk with you and train you up and help you learn what you need to do your role well.
Yeah, I invite you to WSM.org. Check out the job opportunities that are there. As far as the food drive here at the end of the year, you have great news for that.
Yeah, we just want to give a huge thank you to our community, to the churches that partnered with us. We actually hit our goal of 70,000 pounds of food for our Rescue Mission
Fantastic.
Food Drive.
Fantastic, yeah.
And that will help so many families, not just the guests at Water Street, but families throughout the community that we serve through our outreach ministries, and it will help us for months and months to come. I know there's still some churches that are finishing up their collection. Don't worry, we can still use that.
Yeah.
It will go to good use and help lots and lots of people.
And there's still opportunities to give here at the end of the year.
Absolutely. WSM.org, and there's a donate page right on there. And the end of the year is a critical time. It's a big part of our fundraising year, enables us, again, to operate year-round. But we do know in this season people are thinking, you know, how can I give back? God has blessed me so much. As we're celebrating giving gifts, it's a time that we also think about those ministries. Hopefully they'll be thinking about WJTL. And WSM.
Yeah, well, Water Street is a wonderful ministry. We invite you to give WSM.org. We know that the impact that it's going to have in our community, it just keeps going. So, yeah. Jack, thank you for that. Thank you for being here today.
It's been great to be here, Fred and Olivia. It's great to meet you and hang out this morning.
Yeah, we love seeing you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Yeah, check it out, WSM.org, an opportunity for you to give. Maybe a job opportunity there for you as well. Lauren Daigle, back to the music. O Come, O Come, Emmanuel on WJTL. Good morning.